Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit. Giggle style, apparently.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, this is what, episode 34?
Right?
And we still have to read off of a paper our intro because we're not sure we're going to get it right.
We giggle too much, you know?
And that's what I was like, I'm not going to look at the paper this time. And then I was like, oh crap, is that my line? And it was. So.
All good. You did fabulous.
Thank you. Way to go. You're holding it together.
Girl.
Thank you. Maybe by episode 100. we won't need that paper anymore.
Episode 100.
That means we're still going strong.
I look forward to it. All right. So are we going to just dive right into what's going on in the world right now?
Are you saying that because I have on my Jesse and the Rippers t-shirt?
You do have that on.
And
yes.
Jesse's mullet.
That's very nice, but Aunt Becky is in big trouble.
Oh, you're in big trouble, mister.
If people don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about the scandal with the college.
Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, buying her kids into college.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel about this?
I didn't know it was illegal. Like, I was so, like, so I started seeing on Instagram, like, these free Aunt Becky and, like, busting Aunt Becky out of jail memes.
Right.
Like, stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't get it. And then my boyfriend had sent me something, and he's like, oh, man. He's like, now Felicity Huffman's a part of this. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, I didn't think to go read an article. And, yeah, he said basically there was a, you know, all these people had been paying this gentleman, like, he just, like, over $25 million is what he had received to get their kids into school.
Yeah.
And he's like, so they're basically bribing them to get them into school. And I go, I thought people have been doing that for years.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I don't really know, how to think about this because, like, these people are getting in trouble for something that I thought was always going on.
So I think what he level-setted me on is that I think what we are thinking about is, like, hey, I'm going to give you... you know, $100,000 to make sure that my kid gets into school, but they have the correct SAT scores.
Okay.
They've got, like, you know, it's just maybe they wouldn't have necessarily...
They get moved up on the wait list type
maybe
thing.
Okay. I don't know where it's, like, with this group, like, Lori Loughlin's group, like, what she had done is she paid, what was it, $500,000 to this guy.
Okay.
And so he had bribed the athletic department as well.
Oh, yeah.
And said, we're going to say that she's part of the row team or the crew team.
Okay.
And even though she's never done this before in her life.
Okay.
But they said so, and they, so this is what he was doing with a lot of these kids. And so they didn't necessarily have the right test scores and stuff, but they were then admitting them into college under an athletic scholarship.
Okay.
To be a part of this team.
Okay.
And then,
which is taking positions away from kids,
from
that,
other
are,
kids
that are actually qualified.
Should have been right there. And then, like, day one practice, oops, I got injured, and now I can't be on the team the rest of the season.
Okay.
But now I'm already in school.
Okay.
Right? So it's like, and I think they were paying them to then, like, they don't have to necessarily go to class. Like, it was basically, like, they're not having to get grades or go to class to do all these things, but we'll continue to give them transcripts.
And I had this discussion with my husband about it.
I don't know.
There's all these colleges out there that give honorary degrees to people that are, like, musicians and actors.
Right.
You can get an honorary degree from Yale University after you've been an actor for whatever, 10 years or whatever. You just they just give you a degree.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that kind of the same thing? Like,
well,
I mean, no, you're not buying it, but...
It still says it's honorary. I mean, it's not like you can take that... I mean, these people are... I don't know what her daughters were going to do.
Right.
You know, it's not like you can take that and be like, yes, I have my degree from Yale.
Yeah, like, didn't somebody...
I have, like, a business degree, you know.
Yeah, didn't somebody get, like, a job at Google or something like that? Like, that was a thing? Like, their degree was bought and they got a job.
Oh, really?
At
I don't know. I didn't see that. The whole thing is so crazy to me because I still just don't understand. I'm like, I didn't think... I know, like, bribing kids to come play for your team is illegal.
Right.
Like, there's all the requirements, and state and federal requirements about that. But I don't know. You want to pay somebody $500,000 to get your kid into college. Like,
isn't that kind of what we do anyways? Is that
we
buy our degrees.
Well, so I guess there's one gentleman. This is what I thought was absolutely bananas, was that there was one gentleman that's suing one of the schools for, like, $5 billion because he's a professor at the school.
Okay.
And his son had applied, and he had written a letter on his son's behalf stating, I'm a professor here. And his son was very qualified to go to this school. And it was the exact same admission year that, like, Aunt Becky's or Lori Loughlin's daughter got in, and he was like, and his kid got denied.
Oh.
And he was like, there's no reason my kid could not, like, he met all the requirements
right.
and should have been, and you rejected him, and I was a professor here, and you took somebody else. And
right.
Like, so how many other kids took away from my child's education?
Right. And I think that's what people are pissed off right. about, is that it's just there's highly qualified people that don't have the means to buy themselves a good education that got denied. But again, like, I just thought it was just something that's always been going on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you I have my... Too. Yeah.
And I didn't think it was, like, federally illegal. Like, or, like, the fact that, like,
you know, like, your grandfather went here, your father went there.
Your legacy.
You get to go there because you're a legacy. You know, that's kind of, like, the same thing. Like, or what's the difference if, like...
Well, I think you still have to meet the requirements.
Sure, but what's the difference if, like, your grandfather buys the school the new library?
Right.
Then you get to go.
Well, that's what I didn't understand either. And so that's where I was so confused. And I didn't know it, because at first then I thought, well, this is a... Like, USC is a university, so it's a state school.
Right,
you
right.
know? So I thought maybe it's different if it's a state school versus a private school. But
right.
then they named, like, Harvard or
yeah.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. those are private schools. Mm-hmm. So I don't fucking know.
I don't know. It sucks. Like, I don't know if that means that they'll take these people's degrees away, you know? Or
yeah,
they're
well,
just,
they didn't
like,
have it. Yeah, if
they're just, like, scandaled forever.
I think so. Well, and, you know, especially if it's a no-name. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that the Hallmark Christmas movies this year are going to be shit because they dropped Lori from all of those contracts.
They'll just have to totally rely on, was her name Lacey Chabert or whatever her name is from Party of Five?
Yeah, exactly. Like, her and Cameron Diaz, I guess. Candace Cameron.
Candace Cameron. Yeah,
she was another one. And her and Jodie Sweetin used to did a lot of those, too. But, like, she's off of Fuller House and...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've dropped... And I guess her daughter that went to the school... There was all this stuff about how she tweeted or put on Instagram how she didn't even want to go to college. She just wanted to party.
Oh.
She just wanted the experience.
Oh.
And she didn't go to class and she didn't do all this stuff. So it's like she was even like forever ungrateful about it. And so she had actually a contract with Sephora.
Okay.
And was doing some modeling and some like advertisement and they dropped her as well.
Wow.
So yeah.
Shame, shame.
Know your name. So yeah, I don't know, but I thought it was appropriate to wear my Jesse and the Rippers t-shirt today.
Solidarity, girl.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't know he married a criminal. Like,
right. I thought it was funny too. On Reddit, they had a post of an interview with Lori Loughlin, I don't know, like 5 years ago or before this daughter was in school, saying how about, like, we don't pressure our kids to do that kind of stuff.
And we let them be
who they are. And if they fail, we just tell them they need to pick themselves up and try again.
Oh,
I was like, no,
lies,
you push money at it. You push money
we
at
tell
it.
Ourselves. I did think it was funny. I saw, there was a post somewhere and it said, you know, it had the article that talked about Lori Loughlin was, you know, arrested and FBI and all that kind of stuff. And like the first comment underneath said, I wonder if this is the like headline news story on Wake Up San Francisco.
Wake up! Totally.
So I just,
breaking news, people.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like all of our childhood, you know, teen actor, like Luke Perry passed away.
Oh,
I know. I still
that
rest
so
in
sad.
Peace. I'm still sad about that. But like now we have Becky's in jail. Like, what in the hell is happening?
Oh,
like,
has
Steve Urkel done anything wrong lately?
Jaleel White or whatever?
Well, because Dustin Diamond had
all those
problems,
a hot mess.
Remember?
Yeah.
Like, he stabbed somebody on Christmas and like went to prison and had
a
porno
mess.
And...
Yeah, I mean, 80s and 90s, like, actors, they're going down.
I guess.
Yeah. It's
Yell
a scandal.
And
well, and it's, you know, it's probably something that's always been going around, you know, but it's just now it's starting, people are shining the light on it.
I guess.
You know, like, there's more I mean, exposure through all the social media and everything like that. I mean, it seems like everything is going that way. There's more exposure to all this stuff. Yeah. You know, it's always been happening. Yeah. But it's just more, you know, we have more access to it.
Yeah. I'm glad it got found out. I mean, again, I was along the same lines. I still don't quite understand why it's completely illegal. I mean, I think it should be. So I'm glad that they got caught because... Well, yeah. I think it's shining a light that you can't just fucking buy your kids everything.
Right.
And you, not everything is handed to you. Like, you should work for your shit, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I would hate to think that one of my children were not able to do something, you know, just because I couldn't pay for it.
Right.
You know, like, if they had worked really hard to get it, you know, they should be allowed to have it.
Of course. So.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, maybe we just need to make some money and then I can buy my kids' education.
Yeah. So all of you out there pay for us. You can bribe us and we're not going to tell anybody. You guys can send us money and we will talk all about your products or we will be happy to make it positive.
We'll sell out.
Yeah, we'll sell out. Yeah, absolutely. Of course. So
awesome.
Yeah, that's where our moral compass is.
That's what makes our podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so that's is our podcast is gonna become so that's a thing we did for money.
I'll take it. All right. Totally.
Maybe we should have a podcast. We'll do a theme episode one day.
That's a thing we did for money. Nice. I like it.
All right. So what are you doing for free today?
Yeah, exactly. And it actually kind of is an advertisement as well.
Sweet.
So maybe
we are not getting paid.
Molly is not getting paid.
Molly is not a paid spokesperson.
When this is actually developed by two real MIT graduates.
Oh.
So like they're I'm not sure. But sure. As far as
are
I know,
Big Bang Theory people. Or?
Yeah, right. Well, they were, you know, they
Howard Wolowitz.
Yeah, they've created something that they obviously are smart.
Okay.
Okay. But have you heard of Bright Cellars Wine Club?
No.
Okay. So
but
you know
I
what
I like a wine club.
Right. You know what a wine club is. For those who don't, a wine club basically is kind of it's like a monthly subscription where your wine gets delivered
to your front door.
Yeah, you pick out a certain amount of you pay a certain amount every month and then your wine gets delivered
to
your house.
It's like a jelly of the month club.
Exactly.
But for wine.
Right.
Liquid jelly.
That's yeah.
Liquid
yes.
alcoholic
basically.
Jelly.
Yes. Yeah. So Bright Cellars Wine Club. What it is, it's created by two MIT grads. It said, with a passion for wine. They created what's called the Bright Points algorithm.
Oh.
So it scores each wine by comparing 18 attributes to your preferences matching you with your monthly experience. So basically... Oh.
You does felt, it get me drunk, point one?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's real wine.
Then it matches. Congrats.
But I kept seeing, like, this advertising. I'll take it. I kept seeing advertisements for it, and it, like, comes up, like, MIT grads, like create, like, this algorithm. And I'm like, what the fuck? Just send me the wine.
X
like,
over Y plus my mouth.
Yeah, you know, like, what is all of this? What is this to do about, like, them creating the algorithm?
Yeah.
You know, like, just send me the wine. Like, there's other wine clubs that will just, like, let you try different kinds.
Yeah.
This one specifically caters to what they think that your specific palate would like.
Okay, so they say, like, this is what you eat. This is what you...
Right. What are you...
Runner that likes to...
Yes.
Okay.
So they have developed MIT algorithm. So whatever that science.
Every time she says algorithm.
So they have done this to create... For you to have the best wine experience.
Okay.
So these two dudes, Richard Yao.
Yao. Y-A-U.
Okay. And Joe... Oh, boy. Lorendi?
Phallological?
Yes, phallological. So this just happened last year.
Okay.
2018, they launched the company, and it's geared towards millennials, of course.
Okay.
Basically, you could, like, they send their advertising through social media and, like, bloggers.
Sure.
So this isn't something that's just, like, a commercial on TV or anything like that.
Well, millennials don't watch TV anymore.
Exactly,
either,
right? Exactly.
We're in the Stone Age now with that.
And one thing I did find through all of this, though, that like, this whole algorithm drink is basically, it's a questionnaire and also customer feedback So I don't know, like, if the, like, you, like, answer the stuff and, like, you get, like, your customer feedback. Well, then that's just saying, I like this, I don't like this. So right, I don't know, like, how the algorithm comes into play here.
Well, and I feel like wine is either, I mean, there's, to me, there's only a couple different points. Like, do you like red or do you like white?
Yeah.
Right? And I like both, but I tend to lean towards red.
Right.
And then do you like sweet or do you like dry?
Right.
You know, I mean, do you like fruity? Do you like oaky or whatever? I mean, to me, there's not that many.
Well, and their thing is too, like, if you don't necessarily know what kind of wines you like. So the questions that they ask, which I'll get into.
Okay.
But also, like, you also give a feedback after each shipment. You rate and review. And then they use a machine, which is a learning algorithm.
Okay.
So basically, I think it's just a spreadsheet that they type shit into. Yeah. Like, they're not going to give us the algorithm, yeah. Angela. Like, no, they're not going to tell us how they do it.
No, of course not.
So, like, and they basically, so it they probably just enter into a spreadsheet, and then it just pulls down, like, different wines that you might like. It is $80 a month.
Oh.
Which I thought was kind of
bougie.
That's a bit much. Maybe you're paying for the algorithm.
When I spend $15 on a bottle of wine, right. I feel like, fancy. Oh, so fucking fancy.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm like, oh my.
Well, we both talked about how we love our Winking Owl Aldi wine for $3, which is like the Trader Joe's. Yeah,
and wine. My other one now is Hy-Vee has a $3. All of their wines are $3. Like, they have a brand. It's like San Castillo or something.
Pretty good, though?
Oh, it's delicious. Yeah. They have their Shiraz is one of my favorites. They have a Shiraz, a Rosé, a Pinot, a Merlot, a Cabernet, like all of the brands.
Well,
$3 a bottle.
What I liked about this, like,
and
just
tell
the
you
fact,
what,
like,
it gets you just as drunk.
Right.
As,
well, like, you just listed all those different kinds. To be honest, like, I like to drink wine. I usually choose a red blend because I like red, and then it's just like a blend.
Sure.
Or whatever. I don't know the difference between the different kinds of wines. I'm not that kind of wine drinker.
Sure.
So this I found helpful. I didn't sign up, but I did the questionnaire.
Oh.
So now I know what kind of wine I like.
They had to tell me.
So what
here,
I wanted.
Here I thought I liked Pinot Grigio all along.
Turns out. No, I don't.
I don't.
Yeah. So, now this specific company, they say that only 1 in 12 wines tasted at Bright Cellars make it actually into their monthly collection. So they're very selective.
Okay.
They come from vineyards in Italy, Spain, Portugal, and South America.
Okay,
so what I want to do is I'm going to go through the questions here.
Oh, okay.
And, like, just show you, like, what I got.
Okay.
So we have the very first question is, what is one type of chocolate that you could eat for the rest of your life?
There's chocolate.
No, there is dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, Reese's Cups, Snickers.
First of all, okay, this is shady. This is some shady shit. No, okay, keep going.
Snickers, and then the last one was, like, where's the fruity candy? So, like, if you're not a chocolate drinker. So, I think it's trying to, like, pare down whatever. I selected Reese's Cups.
First of all of you, where's the fruity candy, people? Get the fuck out.
Eat your damn chocolate.
It's chocolate. Where's that fruity candy? Like, I feel like those are the snots that come to the party. Like, you've got everything out, and they're like, I'm allergic to chocolate.
If it's not edible anus, I don't want it.
Yeah, where's that option on here? I like chocolate ass.
Yep, that's a whole different kind of wine.
I don't know, like, but I feel like, so Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, that's a chocolate peanut butter mix.
Yep.
Like, what about if I like a Heath bar? Like, what if I want
toffee? Not an option. Nope. Okay, then the next question is, how do you like your tea? Iced and sweet, ice with no sugar, hot with sugar, Arnold Palmer.
Ugh, I can't stand those.
Brewed strong or no tea? I selected ice with no sugar.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I wonder if we have the same wine palate.
Ooh.
Well, every time we do drink wine, like, we usually drink the, I mean.
Yeah, oh, yeah. A couple bottles of the same wine.
Yeah, I mean, like, you bring every bottle of wine.
The next one is, what is your go-to drink? Margarita, beer, martini.
Wine?
No, other than wine.
Oh,
other than
I'm
wine.
Like,
Other than wine. Whiskey, scotch, or a mimosa. I select a beer. Our listeners from our other previous episodes know that I like a good beer.
Sure.
Let's see. What is your favorite juice? Orange, grapefruit, grape, tomato, cranberry. And then it's an, is coffee juice. And you know I selected that one because I love my coffee.
Oh. Well, but coffee is a note that's used in a lot of wine. So that I can kind of see. I mean, it has fruity notes.
Okay. And what is your favorite wine pairing? A fine dinner, a summer day at the beach, a good book. Which I was like, okay. Your group of close friends or a wild party? And I said just a group of close friends. I really am not into getting wine drunk around a bunch of people.
No. No, not at all. Which I can kind of see where they're going with this because wine, there are certain wines that bring out, like, so there's a winery in over by Utica, Illinois. Like,
okay.
That I can't think of the name of it right now, but there's one that so they actually do like a wine tasting. So you sure. can pay like $12 and you get to try four different wines.
Okay.
And, you know, it's kind of like a flight of wine right, instead right. of a flight of beer. And the last time we were there, one of the ones that my friend had chosen, the lady said, oh, that's a good choice. You get a piece of chocolate with it. And I was like, well, what the hell? Like, oh. I didn't know that certain wines got snacks.
Like, well, back it up.
Yeah,
back
that'd
up.
Be I'm helpful on this one. To put on the menu. You know, and she said it's because the chocolate brings out,
uh-huh.
like, the flavor of the wine. So she had her taste it. And before the chocolate, she's like, oh, I don't know. And then she took a bite of the chocolate and then she drank the wine. She's like, oh, it's such a different.
Right. And well, I'm thinking like, that's like the questions here, like about like the chocolate, like what, like they're trying to pull out what kind of like flavors that you like, or like the, with the tea, like, do you like a sweet tea?
Yeah.
No tea,
yeah.
hot tea, like that.
Do you
kind
like
of
it
stuff.
Bold and strong or, right, or right. a pussy?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the only other thing I thought, too, I thought, okay, well, if this wine is best served with chocolate, like, I'd be a fatty patty. Like, I gotta get my wine and chocolate bars out. Like, I can't eat this. But, you know, like, okay. So, anyways, okay.
And then, okay, just a couple more questions.
Okay.
How adventurous are you with new food and drink? It says, I'm here to try delicious, unique wine. Throw in an occasional fun one or no surprises.
What's a fun one?
I don't know. They're going to let you know. They're going to let
Bubbles?
You know.
You get a champagne?
Yeah, maybe.
A sparkling white?
Or like one that maybe wouldn't pull up on your algorithm, but it's Jesus. A fun one.
Okay.
Drink. I chose throw in the occasional fun one.
Okay.
And do you have a preference for
You're
red or white?
Like that.
Yeah. I am, yeah. you know, just whatever.
Oh my gosh, honey, it's our fun wine. That's fun.
Love it. All right, and do
we don't have to do missionary this month. It's our fun wine.
We drank the fun one. Flip over, baby.
It's doggy style.
Hi, mom.
Sorry. Hey, Peg. Sorry about it.
Do you have a preference for red or white? And it said, give me the best matches, red or white. Mostly white. We'll try red. Mostly red. We'll try white. Red,
oh
white only.
God.
White only. Okay, so that's the last question. I said, mostly red. We'll try white.
Okay.
So after all those answers that I got there, they give you four recommended wines.
Okay.
So the first one was Cactus Park Black Burns Bell.
Oh, wow.
Merlot.
Okay. I'm not a Merlot fan.
Neither am I.
Oh, wrong. Yeah. Fail.
The next one was a Jetbird Zinfandel Malbec.
Okay.
Which maybe.
Maybe.
Obscura Zinfandel. I don't think I like a Zinfandel, right?
A red Zinfandel. They're not talking white Zinfandel.
Okay.
It's a red Zinfandel is what they're talking about. So it has more of a Shirazi. It's more of a heavier wine, like a Cabernet Sauvignon.
You could work for these people. You're an algorithm.
I'm an onomatopoeia.
Yeah, you are an onomatopoeia, my girl. And then the last one was Jinx Wine Company Chardonnay.
Oh,
and so after each one, it says like, you know, switch out. So with that Chardonnay, I switched it out. And then they recommended a Fiesta Mesa red blend. And I was like, I like the red blends.
Finally.
So they finally got me that. So, yeah, so that's, I mean, I thought it was really cool to, like, take the questionnaire and kind of, like, find out. Like, basically, I am drinking the wine already that they recommend.
Like, I don't need to spend $80 a month. Thank you. Yeah. I can just go pick it up at the store.
But I thought that was pretty cool. Like, like I said, I keep seeing the advertisement for it. And I think even, honestly, I'm not trying to, like, take away from this company. But, like, even just taking the quiz, I was just like, oh, sweet. Like,
I'm
now I kind of know.
It. Yeah.
So, like, now when I go to the store, I can kind of, like, look for like that Malbec or like a red Zinfandel. I never thought about that, a red Zinfandel. I just know that I don't really like a white one.
Yeah. So that's how I, well, see, so this, what's funny is I'll choose my wine by sale price. So if I'm not at the Hy-Vee, get my $3 or the Winking Owl. I'll look and see, like, okay, what kind of, you know, I'm a big Shiraz lover. Like, okay. I do enjoy, so I'd be interested in taking the quiz to see if, like, that pops up in your nose. I don't like Merlot. I used to really like Pinot Noir, but it was almost too light for me. Like, I felt like I got really bad headaches after I drank Pinot Noir. Yeah. Didn't have enough earthiness, I think.
Well, and that's why I don't think I like white wine a lot, is because it gives me a headache in the morning versus red wine.
I just feel like there's more sugar, too, in white wine than there is in red wine, and I have no scientific proof to back that up. That's just my own taste bud.
Right.
And I love sugar, don't get me wrong, but I just, if I'm drinking, I'm trying to lessen my caloric intake, and I feel like there's so much science around red wine and heart disease and, like, how it can help and the antioxidants, so, I'm really helping myself by drinking red wine.
Well, and even with, like, the sugar, like, there's only so much you can drink.
Oh, yeah. You know, your mouth is like, meh.
Yeah. Like, I could maybe have, like, a glass and a half of white wine.
Yeah.
I could drink a bottle of red wine, you know, like.
Well, and with that aspect, like, I could drink a bottle of champagne if you give me, you know, right mood to do so. But, yeah, after that, I'm like, ah, it's too sweet. I can't do this anymore. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've read, and it's, I used to drink. I guess I should. My tastes have changed over the years. I mean, I was a beer girl forever, and that's all I ever drank. And then I got it really big into craft beers. And then I tried to, like, I was doing this workout stuff, and I was trying to eat better. And
that's why I switched to wine a lot too. Beer. Yeah.
So then I switched over to wine a little bit more. And then when I started, like, the gym that I was going to was like, you know, if you're gonna have a drink, you need to, like, vodka soda, right? Like, clear. It's got the least amount of calories. Soda doesn't have any. And even now, like, we've switched over to seltzer because I didn't know that club soda's got so much sodium in it.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Okay. And so, like, seltzer has less sodium or has no sodium or something.
And you get to say seltzer.
I just want a seltzer. So, yeah. So, I don't know. It's like, I think your tastes change over the years. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure I don't think I'm ever going to be.
Well, I went on, like, a thing. I don't know. It's probably been, like, 5 or 7 years since I did it. But I went on, a beer tasting thing because I wanted to find out, like, what kind of beer that I like, you know, like whether it be like a Pilsner or all the different kinds. And I would buy like all different kinds of different kinds of beers and tried to figure out what I like. And I found out I like a lager.
Yeah.
Like I'm a big fan of a lager. And so usually, so when I go to like a brewery I've never had their beers before, I know which one I'm going to kind of like. Sure. And I feel like this place or like this quiz that I took really kind of showed me what kind of wine maybe when I go to the store that I should try rather than just grabbing my $3 red blend. Right. You know, I can maybe try something else.
Spend $5, put a five spot down.
Right. We're getting crazy.
Go to the second shelf up from the bottom.
It's my fun one. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting, though. Yeah, again, that is called Bright Cellars Wine Club.
Bright Cellars.
So you can still, you can get on their, like, I guess, mailing list or whatever.
Is it B-R-I-T-E, B-R-I-G-H-T? Right,
G-H-T.
G-H-T,
yep. Yep, Bright Cellars Wine Club. So, yeah, you can do that, and at least, I don't know, sorry, guys, I'm not giving you business, but take the quiz at least to find out what it was like. So, yeah, that's a thing.
Well, 80 bucks a month does seem like a lot for just, do you get 2 bottles a month? Is that what it is?
No, you would get the 4.
Oh, you get 4. Oh, okay. Well,
I don't think I drink that much wine.
Yeah,
though.
No, that's a lot of wine. Because some of the others I've seen, it's like 40 bucks a month, I guess, and you get 2 bottles. Like, you get a red and a white.
Yeah.
It just is what it is.
Well, I know that there's also that Wink Wine Club, which is, if people listen to podcasts, I'm sure you guys all know what the Wink Wine Club is because they advertise on like every other podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much that one is, but I know with them you get 4.
I guess if that's your drink of choice and that's what you're pulling out, you know, and you're having a glass of wine every night.
Yeah.
You know, which there are people that do that.
Or people, you know, or if you like live with somebody and everybody has a glass of wine.
Yeah, they say like 1 glass of red wine a night is supposed to help like with heart health and mental stability and that type of thing. So it's kind of like, well, if you're having a glass a night, then there's maybe 3.5 to 4 glasses in a bottle.
Right.
That's a bottle a week, you know? I mean, if not more. So, yeah, I guess that works.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Okay, well, cool.
Cool. Well, what do you have this week, darling?
So mine is somewhat yet not at all related.
Okay.
As usual.
okay.
So
this I just like learning from you, Angela.
I know. And it's one of those things, again, I have kind of a list of like all these different topics, you know, and it was kind of like, oh, which one do I want to do?
Sure.
And, I was sitting there. This actually came about Thursday evening. So just a couple days ago, I was sitting there and it was a random conversation I was having with my boyfriend. And I said to him, I go, you know what we need to do? And he goes, what's that? I go, we need to go get colonics together. And he was like, no. And I was like,
together?
And he goes, have you ever had one? I go, no. But I just feel like I need everything cleaned out. You know, like I just feel, I was feeling icky.
I'm making a weird face.
Yes, she is. I was just feeling, I think some of our listeners know, like, have you ever just felt like icky? Like you just feel like, and it's all just in there and you got to get it all out.
Well,
like,
I mean, a body cleanse is a huge thing.
Right.
You know,
they do that, but I didn't want to do that. And I was like, you know, I was like, we should go get colonics together. And he was like, absolutely not. Have fun.
Together.
Yeah. Well, why not? That's what they do on TV. So we'll talk about it here. Okay. But anyways. So he said, he goes, no, he's like, we're not going to do that. He goes, like, if you want to do it, have fun. He goes, who do you think you are, Janet Jackson with your coffee enemas?
And I was like, oh, what now?
And he's like, coffee enemas. Janet Jackson made these coffee. And I was like, a coffee enema? And he's like, oh, honey, have you not heard of it? Molly's going to make this look. So apparently coffee enemas.
I don't know coffee enema.
Coffee, like I drink a cup of coffee in the morning.
Okay.
Coffee enemas are a thing. So,
tell me about it.
Okay.
Because I got questions.
According to Wikipedia, a coffee enema is an enema-related procedure of injecting coffee via your anus.
Just straight up Maxwell House up your butt.
Yes, to cleanse the rectum and large intestines.
Okay.
So most enemas contain just like a saline solution. So basically for our listeners that maybe don't, because I had to kind of go look and I was like, what's really an enema? Like, you know, and I was trying to think of it because I know that you can do it over the counter and they sell like kits and stuff. And it's like a liter bottle and you put your saline solution and liquid and stuff in there and it comes with like a tube and you shove it up your butt and you throw the liquid up there and it swirls around and it basically like tries to get all the pieces in there and then it cleans you out.
Okay.
So an enema is supposed to help
like clean I know out like a lot of like on. Cleanses like are usually stuff like that you drink and then you just shit a bunch,
right?
Like that's like a cleanse
so
thing.
The enema is trying to say like, so if you have a lot of, like some blockage or if you feel like you're constipated, then this kind of helps get it coming, like it brings it out. So I don't know if like the liquid and the saline solution that goes in there is supposed to kind of you know, like break it up, kind of like a Drano, and break it up and bring it back out, and then it brings it out.
But this one
involves coffee.
Okay.
So, I was reading about it. So rectal cleansing actually dates all the way back to ancient Egyptians.
Sure.
And coffee enemas. So this is not a new thing that's coming out.
Okay.
This is actually using coffee in the enemas came about in the early 1900s.
Oh, wow.
When a couple of German scientists, fucking Germans.
Let's just shove this up our butt.
Yes. Yeah. Hey. I don't know what. I don't know where that came from. I feel like that was Italian. Anyways, they claimed that the coffee in the enema would actually travel through the small muscle of the small intestine.
Okay.
And that the coffee then also makes its way into the liver.
Okay.
Where the caffeine actually stimulates the liver and extracts more bile out of it.
Who hasn't had a cup of coffee in the morning and then you got to head to the bathroom?
Well, and that's basically what they were saying. They were like, you know, coffee is a stimulant that, like, when it goes through your body, it stimulates the...
I just never thought to shoot it up.
And that's what I was sitting here reading about it. And I'm like, well, you know, I guess you hear about those, like, there's, you know, those articles where they've talked about, like, people that, like, sit on heroin or, like, cocaine now. Like, they sniff it through their vagina or their butt holes
because it's an immediate,
because it's, like, and then you don't have to worry about, like, shooting it through a needle and stuff.
Okay.
You just sit on it, and it, I don't know. I don't do that at home. But you can do, apparently, a coffee enema at home. But I'm going to actually caution you not to do it, even though I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to caution you not to do it.
Okay.
But, so anyway, so the German said that, it actually is supposed to help extract. So it's not so much, An enema is they said it's really more for the liver, like cleaning out your liver.
Okay.
Whereas an enema really is just to clean out your larger intestine. Like your lower intestine is just to get all that junk out of there.
I am not that familiar with my anatomy. So like by like squirting this in your rectum.
Yes.
It's going to get all the way to your liver?
Apparently the coffee travels. I don't know.
Okay.
This is just what the Germans said.
Okay.
So in 1944, it made its way into the Royal Army Medical Corps manual.
Okay.
And they stated that a coffee enema was to be used as a treatment of a shock or poisoning. So if you came in and were in shock or were poisoned, you could mix this coffee enema with brandy and shove brandy up your butt.
Oh, my.
Yes. And then it would, like, come out. And then so that was in that army manual. And then in the 1990s, the colon cleansing experienced kind of like a big old renaissance.
Right, right.
And it came about, and it's people started doing them as alternative cancer treatments, like, you know, trying to these cleanses that are coming about and everything like that. And so, and then that's when Jim, my boyfriend, was like, well, yeah. And he goes, that's when Janet Jackson got the coffee enema and it made it like big again. And I'm like, I never heard of this. So there's...
Yeah, I mean, enema is nothing new, but the whole coffee thing, I don't know.
So there's lots of articles out there. There was, I found one, Dr. Kelly Brogan, who says that it helps to rid you of fatigue.
Okay.
Well, because, yeah, you're shoving caffeine up your asshole. Like,
right.
But it said cloudiness. It said if you suffer from dry skin, hair loss, sleep disturbances, or irritability, then a coffee enema might be for you. And I thought, drink some fucking water. Like, if you have some dry skin and you're feeling irritable, like...
How is that going to help with sleep, too? Like,
well, it cleans out all your shit. You do it in the morning.
Okay.
So you're not stimulating your a-hole at night. You're doing this in the morning. So.
What if you do a coffee enema and then drink some butter coffee? Like, you're, like, zinged for the day.
I don't think you can make it to work without shitting yourself. So the internet did, God bless the internet, they did give us steps on how to do your own coffee enema. So you can DIY this.
Okay.
But again, I'm going to caution.
Don't use hot coffee.
Like, my God, that was, like, number fucking one. They were like, make sure the liquid isn't hot because it can be devastating to rectal tissue.
I bet.
I was like, why would you shit? Like, it hurts when you burn your tongue on coffee. Right, like, imagine your anus.
No.
Like, yeah. So, and then it also said...
Do you get coffee stains?
That's why they bleach your asshole. That's probably why asshole bleaching came about. Because so many people had, like, coffee stained butts. The chocolate starfish, man. So it did say to always talk to your doctor and make sure you don't have any health risks with this.
Okay.
So again, I'm putting this out there. Do not do this at home unless you've talked to your doctor. Okay. Don't be like, this podcast told me to shove coffee up my butt, because I didn't. But I'm going to now give you the steps on how to do it. So step one, you can brew 2 tablespoons of coffee into a 1 liter mixture of distilled water. And you want to make sure there's absolutely no coffee grounds in the coffee, because you're going to be wiping grounds for a while. This is where I feel like I am not a fan of Keurigs, but I feel like this is where a Keurig would come in handy if you're giving yourself a coffee enema every morning.
Okay.
You just got to get that little tablespoon.
I got to turn on my Keurig for my coffee enema.
Yeah, exactly. You want to allow time for the mixture to cool.
Yes.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. You want to get it to room temperature. And then it said that you want to place some towels down.
Does it just, like, come shooting out of your ass after you squeeze it up there?
Well, yeah. Where else is it going to go? Like,
okay.
What goes up must come down.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And that's what this is talking about. So it says you have to place towels down on the bed, couch, or floor, or any area around.
Be by your bed.
Where you lay.
Don't do this by your bed.
And then it says you have to lay on your left side. I don't know why you have to lay on your left side. Nothing I found ever told me, like, what happens if you lay on your right side.
There's something to it, because, like, what is it? You always get, like, a pain in your arm if you're having, in, like, your left arm when you're having a heart attack or whatever, right?
Well, and I read somewhere, this was, like, years ago, that it's actually healthier for you to sleep on your left side.
There's got to do something with your sciatic nerve and, like, stuff like that.
It says for gestational health to sleep on your left, it's healthier to sleep on your left side. And I don't know if that's where, like, your liver is, and well, like all your bile and all that kind of, or if your liver's on the right side, it's got to drain down. I don't fucking know.
Well, there's something to it though, because I know like when you're pregnant, like you're not supposed to sleep on like your right side either. You're supposed to sleep on your left. So there's something in your body that makes it. Science.
Okay. Free. So they said that you're going to lay on your left side to instill it, and then you want to be close to a restroom as possible. So I would just put some fucking towels down on the bathroom floor and shove
ones that you're going to throw away.
So you're going to instill the coffee mixture into your rectum using an enema system, which you can buy an enema system at your local drugstore for about $6 or $7. And like I said, it's basically a water bottle attached to some tubing.
Kind of like a douche thing.
Yeah, whatever, like a water bottle attached to this long tube. And it says that you're going to instill as much as the 1 liter mix as possible. And you may not be able to use all of it. And it said, don't force it. So I guess if it starts leaking out, like if you're squeezing it up there, because it's only going to get so far, then I don't know if that's when it hits the blockage. And then it's like, you know, and so that's when you stop. When there's resistance, stop. And then I guess you take the tube out and then you hold it. Like you sit there clenching your butt cheeks, like holding all of this coffee and water in until your butt's like, knock, knock, like, here I come, and then you get it all out.
Okay.
And then, so it said that the solution, you should try and hold it in your rectum for at least 10 to 15 minutes before you attempt to go to the bathroom. And it said if you do it for less than that, then it's not as effective.
I wonder if, like, for the next week your coffee smells, or your poop smells like coffee.
That wouldn't be so bad. I know. Like, if you have, like, just the dirtiest shits of all time, like, it wouldn't be so bad. But they did say, so they said that there's complications, though, of course. And so here are the complications for those of you that have already started brewing your pot of coffee as we speak. Sepsis, electrolyte imbalance, colitis, internal burning.
Not good.
And bleeding.
No.
Rectal perforation.
Oh, shit.
And in some cases, it can lead to a brain abscess or heart failure.
That's not good.
And in fact, there have been 2 documented deaths.
From coffee enemas.
From coffee enemas. Don't try this at home.
No.
Even though they tell you you can do it.
No. So can you go somewhere to get this? To get a coffee enema? So, where does Janet go?
Well, I don't know where Janet. I was like so confused because I couldn't. So I started looking up. I typed in like Janet Jackson and all this kind of stuff. But what I found, an enema really is something that you really are going to do more at home. Like, you can probably have an enema ordered if you're at a hospital or something like that. Oh. But your doctor's probably not going to do it for you unless you can't do it yourself.
Do you think that there's the same sort of risks with just, like, a straight-up enema, like a regular one?
No, they said that the coffee is a little bit... I don't know if it's just because, again, the way it interacts in your system or if you're burning your ass off or, you know, if you're doing it, I don't know. But they just said that there was a lot of risk with it. Now, there's been a lot of backlash. So Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, well, we know that she's just the epitome of great advice.
Right, right. So she apparently has a website called Goop, which is G-O-O-P.
I think I've heard of this.
And that has, like, it's like a health website and it does all this stuff. And she actually
sells. She's got, like, the badge beads or whatever.
Yes, and all the steaming and all that bullshit. She has a do-it-yourself coffee enema kit that she sells on this site for $135. $135 fucking dollars. You can go to Walgreens and get yourself an enema kit for $7 and brew a pot of, like you said, Maxwell House. I would probably not use, like, the cinnamon.
No pumpkin spice. No pumpkin spice, guys.
Well, when it's fall.
And then your shit smells like pumpkin spice. That's great.
It was $135 for her do-it-yourself coffee enema kit. And there's a lot of people bashing it, saying, like, it's... And everything that I read, there's absolutely no scientific benefit from a coffee enema versus a regular enema. Okay. And they said you're actually probably, like they said, there's probably more complications with shooting coffee up your rectum than the normal
saline. But it's a thing, Angela.
It's a thing. Which, why do we have to fuck shit? I mean, why can't an enema just be an enema?
Right.
Why do we have to make it fancy? Why do we have to put our coffee into it? Like, I just don't I don't understand.
Probably, like, and takes away, like, people think it maybe takes away from the stigma of, like, having, like, an enema or something like that. Oh, I don't know. Let's, like, bouge it up.
Right.
Let's
right.
put some That's coffee in there. That's
probably what it is. Like, yeah. all these bored housewives were like, right. oh, I won't get an enema. Oh, a coffee enema. Like,
oh. Yeah. I like coffee.
I'll stick shit up my ass for that. Like, I'm sure it's at your local Starbucks now. Like,
right, you can- right.
Go in the back and get a coffee enema. Can I get the bike place blend, please? So, yeah. So, and that's the other thing. Because then I was like, well, what the hell's the difference between an enema and a colonic then? Like, that's where I was getting confused. And so, colonics are really more, it's more invasive. Like okay. the enema, you shoot the liquid up there, and then you take your tube out, you hold it in there.
I thought a colonic was more like at a place, too.
You do, yeah. Okay. You go to it, so you can't do, like, well, not, I don't know if there's a kit. I'm sure there's a kit somewhere. You can buy your own colonic
Check out
machine.
Gwyneth's website.
Yeah, you can buy your own colonic machine, but... So the colonic really is like you go and you, again, you lay on your left side and they put the stuff up there, but it really even gets into the small intestine as well. Okay. And they do several pass-throughs. So it's okay. like they put all this stuff up there.
I think I would be more into something like that because there's somebody else doing it that's done it before.
Well, and it comes back out into their machine and it comes into the tub. And yeah. like, so all of your poop that's supposed to come out gets contained.
Oh.
It's not... What a you job. Just shitting on the toilet
right.
until, like, you hope it's done.
Right.
Like, it cleans you out. And it's that...
You, like, get in your car to go somewhere. Nope, not done. Nope, not done. Done. Gotta done, get back inside.
No, like, whereas a colonic really cleans you out.
Right.
Like, there's not necessarily the, you know, like, anal leakage or whatever.
Ooh.
But the only reason... So, I was watching a show on TV the other day, and they were talking about colonics, and that's where, and it's like this whole Hollywood thing now. Like everybody in Hollywood goes and gets colonics.
Right.
It's part of the spa process.
Right.
Because you can.
Well,
lose.
You get your colonic, and then your what's the IV? The hydro IV.
Oh yeah. The hangover heaven or
yeah,
whatever.
Yep.
And so, like, you're supposed to, and because you can lose, like, 7 pounds or 8 pounds or all this kind of stuff. Because, and it does say, so with the colonic, it's good for you because it says that, you know, you have things that get left behind, like, in your intestines, right? Like,
right.
when we poo.
Yeah, no, there's always something
remnants
in there.
Left behind. And
yeah.
it says, and over time, like, those get, you know, it's like a drain pipe, like, those get...
Uh-huh.
Clogged.
Right. Yeah.
And it can get moldy and gross and whatever. And it says, like, you Ugh. Need to clean that out. And so that's
right.
what this colonic kind
yeah,
of does.
Yeah, as far as I know, there's always something
And
in
I
your
think
intestine.
That's what those cleanses are supposed to do. But to me, I don't feel like they're sand, they're like water blasting it or sand blasting
yeah.
it. Where I feel like the colonic's shoving a, like,
right,
power
right.
washer up there and, like,
right.
just taking care of it. So, yeah. So, anyways,
I just don't think I would feel safe. Like, doing it myself at home. Like, I feel like with something, like, going in that
Your
far
butt.
That
yeah.
far up into my body,
yeah.
like, I don't think that's a DIY situation
right.
for me.
Well, and I don't know how you're gonna... Maybe a DIWO, like, do it with others. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how you really do that yourself. Like,
right.
I would struggle, like, okay, I'm laying, and I'm trying to show Molly how to do this, but, like, if I'm laying on my side and, like, do you have a leg in the air and you shove it in, like,
yeah.
with your hand or...
Yeah. I don't
just,
know.
I feel like
back
it would be very messy.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's why I would rather just go, and I've never had a colonic, but
I've had a colonoscopy before, but that was for medical reasons.
But you have to clean yourself out,
yes.
right?
You drink all
that
the
stuff.
Wonderful stuff
yes.
beforehand.
And it cleans you out
right.
before you go.
That's
whereas
different.
A colonic
yes.
cleans you out.
Right.
Like,
that's what it's for.
And I also yeah. don't know, like, I don't know that I would want something shoved up my butt. So I don't know if do they, like, numb it for a colonoscopy. You're
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they knock you out.
But,
yeah.
like, a colonic, you're awake. But I don't know if they kind of, like, sedate you or...
Maybe, or get, like, some Laffy gas or whatever.
Maybe that's where Lube Life is.
Yeah.
Is there all these colonics? They're lubing
I'm
it
sure
up.
I'm sure they lube it, for sure.
And that was, I think I missed that piece of one of the steps, is that you can lube your enema if you need to. It's a tight squeeze.
Hashtag Lube Life.
Hashtag Lube Life. See, it's all circular. It all comes back.
Oh, all right.
So,
well, that's
yeah.
interesting. Coffee enemas,
So,
huh?
I guess, yeah, if you've got extra coffee later on and you're feeling super
stopped
constipated
up.
And... Yeah, I had no idea coffee enemas was a thing. And it was all over the internet. And it's been around for a very long time. And
yeah.
I just thought it was so funny. Because he's like, yeah, Janet Jackson made it huge. I'm like, what? Like, why would you know this?
Can you imagine, like, walking in on somebody? What you doing?
Coffee enema?
You're going to want to back up.
Yeah. Oh, it smells like you're brewing coffee in here. Can I have a cup?
You're going to want a fresh pot.
This is my butt coffee. Like, do you have two different, like...
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not spending my expensive fancy coffee up my butt, you know? Like, I'm definitely buying the Folgers at, or the whatever, grocery store brand. I'm not putting my, what is that, what was the episode I did? What was that?
Oh, coffee? The Kauai or Kauai.
The Kauai Loco stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, the $8,000.
Yeah, the $700 a pound coffee. That's not going up my butt. No way.
Wonder if it, but it comes from their digestive tract too, so I wonder if it would be like really good coffee, enema coffee.
I don't know.
All right.
So, yeah.
That could have been included in our butt stuff episode.
I know. I was like, you know, you're drinking the wine and I'm
awesome.
Getting the coffee.
One in, out the other.
Yeah, exactly. See? Yeah, we're all always circular. So
awesome. Well, good times, Angela.
Yeah. So again, don't do this at home. And no. If you do, let us know how it
went. I guess. Yeah. Or maybe don't.
But do
I don't
it because
know.
We didn't tell you to do it. Like, no. We never tell you to do it. No. So we're not liable for anything. Yeah. So, yeah. So, all right. Well, I think that
sounds like a hot mess. Just a hot mess.
I think we've educated our viewers enough, or listeners enough today, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, thanks everybody for listening.
Yep, thanks for listening, and thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.